And now let's dip back into politics and the arts with some music. Bassist Mark Dresser's latest work, Sedimental You, has a song that references Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, written before the election. Here to tell us about that and the debut album of drummer Matt Mayhall are The California Report's Susie Racho and our jazz critic Andrew Gilbert. They join us every month to talk about the latest from jazz musicians here in the Golden State.
That is bassist Mark Dresser from his latest album, Sedimental You. And if you're a big jazz fan, you know that he's a well-known player who's been on the cutting edge of the genre for years. He's collaborated with fellow boundary pushers like John Zorn, Anthony Braxton, Bob Ostertag. What else should people know about him, Andy?
Well, you know, Mark, he sort of works at these overlapping junctions between new music and free improv and jazz. Wonderful composer, and he's been on faculty at UC San Diego since 2004.
Tell me a little bit about this record. What's different about it?
His last few albums, he was sort of concentrating on solo recitals and duo projects. This, he's sort of getting back into larger ensemble. It's a seven-piece group, the Mark Dresser Seven. There's also seven compositions on the album. And he's sort of combining these East Coast connections, because he spent a lot of time in New York, with West Coast musicians. And you've got these amazing veteran players, Marty Ehrlich on clarinet, Nicole Mitchell on flute, with some younger players, Joshua White, a real interesting rising pianist from San Diego, and musician, I believe he's making his recording debut, a violinist, David Morales Boroff, who I think we're going to hear a lot more from.
And I noticed this record, Sedimental You, it seems to have a couple of themes going. Politics is one. The first song we heard was actually called Hobby Lobby Horse. They've been in the news. But their song's also devoted to fellow musicians, right?
Yeah, there's sort of two really prominent threads to this. There is this sort of Dresser responding to current events. There's a piece, Trump and Putin Stupin, which
pre-election
by, you know, recorded probably a year before the election or so, and yet it's got this phantasmagoric, carnivalesque feel where you really feel like, wow, he saw something coming. And then there's these beautiful tributes to other musicians. There's a piece for the great trombonist Roswell Rudd. And then I thought, let's listen to a lovely, it's sort of just a theme. There's not even really improvisation on it. A piece for Daniel Jackson, who died a few years ago. He was sort of a bebop icon, tenor saxophonist of San Diego.
That's Mark Dresser, and his album is called Sedimental You. Our next album is the debut of incredibly busy and versatile Los Angeles drummer Matt Mayhall. That's Dum Dum from Matt Mayhall's Tropes. He's a drummer from L.A. who's played in a lot of interesting projects, just like Mark Dresser. But he's played in The Both, which features Amy Mann and Ted Leo. He was in Fred Armisen's soft rock band on Documentary Now. And, you know, but he's a jazzer. He's also played with the late Charlie Hayden.
Yeah, that's an interesting connection, because that was sort of through Charlie's son, Josh Hayden, through the band Spain. And I believe it was Charlie Hayden's last recording, but it was through the band Spain.
This is the first album from Matt Mayhall where he's a leader. Who else is on this record?
There's some fantastic players. I mean, for me, the guitarist Jeff Parker, who's sort of everywhere these days and has his own great album out, The New Breed. And then there's also the bassist Paul Bryan, who produced the album too. So I thought we'd listen to his tune, The Includer, which really sort of captures the way he builds textures and just sort of lets the music unfold.
That's Matt Mahal. His debut album is called Tropes. And I know you wanted to mention another experimental artist that we lost recently.
We've lost so many, it seems like. But Pauline Oliveros was such an important figure in the world, but particularly in California. She was one of the founders of the San Francisco Tate Music Center. She taught for years at Mills. She just had such a big influence on so many players, and her deep listening sort of theory and practice, kind of the Zen approach to letting music unfold. I just thought it was important to note her passing.
Andy has more on the releases from Mark Dresser and Matt Mahal at californiareport.org. Thanks so much, Andy.
Good to talk to you, Susie.
Andrew Gilbert is the California Report's jazz and world music critic.